the seas of El Condado. Some 570 million years ago, there was a large depression in El Condado County and, inside it, was the ancient Sea of Thetis. What happened in this sea for the current geological substratum to exist? This county was part of the Great Hesperian or Iberian Massif, and what is currently called Sierra Morena is the border of the Castilian Plateau, defining the former coastline. The sedimentary cycle started with ensuing variations of the sea level. From this era, the metamorphic materials located to the north of the county predominate. At the bottom of the basin, clay elements, subsequently whitish quartzite and then tending to reddish tones on the surface. Currently, this ensemble can be defined as an abrupt topography of mountain ranges CAMBR, Loma Bachiller and Descuernavas ranges and incised valleys the Garizas and Guadalian rivers. Due to erosive elements rain, wind, temperature variations, etc. The quartzite and slate reliefs are softened, making up the actual landscape of valleys and hills, and providing substrates for the pastures. Due to this same erosion, a magmatic pocket is revealed. Its contents grow cooler because of its proximity to the surface and became a granite pluton, very visible at Merlin Hill at the Guadalian Reservoir and at various locations along the Garizas River. The mountain chains of El Condado, pertaining to the Sierra de las Villas, are formed the Bedeque mountain ranges, the result of the North African and European plates colliding. This leads to new spreading and receding of the sea, with new deposits of detritus materials and, finally, clays and sandstones with gypsum interspersed among them. The sea receded, and the materials from the Triassic and the Jurassic eras appeared, forming plateaus with horizontal stratus due to the deposit of sediments during millions of years in this former sea. After a last, partial, flooding and then receding of the sea in the southern area, the sedimentary materials that are now horizontally stratified are uncovered. Erosion and river entraining in the riverbeds continued over the next 2 million years, forming screes and alluvial terraces. The result a flat platform, only broken by the incised rivers Guadalian and Guadalimar, and by the faults and fractures caused by block tectonics.